بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Sometimes we ask the question whether the calamities are punishments and when they can be considered otherwise as expiations and so forth. It is very difficult to differentiate decisively. But the classification as close as possible is as follows. Calamities occurring following sins that are related to people's rights, they are closely possible to be punishments. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said that al-yamin al-ghamus, the false swearing by Allah, you know, in order to take people's property and the like, tada'u al-diyara balaqa', leaves the lands destroyed. The second, calamities occurring after committing sins that are related to Allah's right, then here it's possible either way. Thirdly, calamities befalling people who are upright, it is likely that this is for trials and testing, raising them to better levels. So, this is the point of benefit I wanted to mention to you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed to make it helpful. In understanding some of these things. But again, the believer must, the most important thing, the believer must take from the calamities immediate response of acceptance, perseverance, checking oneself, and also if he shouldn't get any kind of arrogance or false pride, since he is walking a path of righteousness, for example, and then because of that happening to him, and he having the opinion that it is testing and trials, then he becomes arrogant concerning himself. So overall, therefore, the believer's response should be acceptance and checking on oneself and bettering himself. This is the conclusion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, knows best.